KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A cow moose steps out of the shrubby willows near the Yukon River in western Alaska, followed by a small, high-stepping calf of the year. The calf was born here, but his mother was born upriver, and over the past few years, she's worked her way downriver into this excellent habitat. Moose are recent colonizers to this area. 100 years ago, moose were rare on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But today, this region surrounding Bethel has one of the highest moose densities and fastest growing moose populations in Alaska.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Well, today is billionaire Elon Musk's official last day as a special government employee, although President Trump says his advisor and Doge architect isn't really leaving. Both men met today with a select group of reporters in the Oval Office. NPR Stephen Fowler has more.
This marks the end of a 130-day tenure that also saw Musk face rising unfavorability numbers, financial stress on his business empire, and talk of a rift between the world's richest man and its most powerful political leader. Trump, appearing to largely read notes from a binder, offered praise for Musk's work as, quote, one of the greatest business leaders and innovators the world has ever produced.
He stepped forward to put his very great talents into the service of our nation, and we appreciate it.
Musk and Trump both say the money Doge will save the government will continue to grow, though many of those claims have been inaccurate and overstated so far. Stephen Fowler, NPR News.
The Supreme Court has allowed the Trump administration to revoke, for now, a Biden-era program that gave migrants from unstable countries temporary legal status in the U.S. As NPR's Adrian Florido tells us, the decision means roughly 500,000 people could now face deportation.
The court's order was brief and unsigned, but its ramifications were clear. The government can, for the time being, move forward with expelling about 500,000 people from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, and Nicaragua who benefited from the program known as humanitarian parole. The Biden administration had temporarily allowed them into the U.S. as long as they had a private sponsor. President Trump tried to revoke their status on his first day in office, but lower courts blocked him. The program's ultimate fate is still being litigated, but for now the justices have said deportations can proceed. Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sonia Sotomayor dissented, citing, quote, the devastating consequences of allowing the government to precipitously upend the lives of close to 500,000 people. Adrian Florido, NPR News.
Taylor Swift may be one of the biggest pop stars on the planet, but for most of her career, she has not owned the masters for her first six albums. NPR's Hazel Sills reports that's changed.
It's common for singer-songwriters. Taylor Swift writes her songs, like one of her biggest hits, 2008's Love Story, and she sang it, but she didn't own it. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. But now, Swift has announced she finally owns her masters, nearly 6 years after music executive Scooter Braun first acquired them in 2019. That initial sale was the inspiration behind Swift releasing re-recordings of albums she didn't own the masters for, including her hit, Red. Swift did not disclose what she paid for the rights to her music. Hazel Sills, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR. With no movement as yet on a U.S. proposed ceasefire, hospital officials in the Gaza Strip are reporting at least 27 more deaths from Israeli airstrikes today. And aid groups say they're still seeing only a trickle of humanitarian aid reaching the masses. American companies that have been paying higher tariffs are now wondering if they might start getting their money back. Two federal court rulings this week found the White House overstepped its legal authority on sweeping worldwide tariffs. But those rulings are on hold pending appeals, bringing more uncertainty. More from NPR's Aliyah Selyuk.
Many American small business owners have been on a roller coaster of tariff-related feelings. Worry, confusion, anxiety. Now there are new emotions.
I feel a lot of relief and hope.
Sarah Wells from Virginia sells breast pump backpacks and other maternity accessories.
We still have some work going on in the court system in terms of the appeal, so I'm very cautiously optimistic at this point.
She had a shipment from China that was already en route when the tariffs started escalating, costing her an unexpected $15,000 at customs. She has now canceled all her orders from China and set up some operations in Cambodia. Alina Selouch, NPR News.
Smoke from wildfires in Canada is drifting into the United States, and it could affect the air quality for populations across the upper Midwest, and the impact could be felt for days. U.S. stocks end the day mixed. The Dow closed up 54 points to settle at 42,270. The NASDAQ was down 62 points, and the S&P was down slightly. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indeed, committed to giving job listings increased visibility with relevant candidates through its sponsored jobs feature. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Seven deadly sins. That's how the world begins. Watch out when you step in. For seven deadly sins.
Traveling Wilburys with Seven Deadly Sins. Now we have the Smiths with Sheila Take a Bow. After that, Men at Work with Upstairs in My House. And then the Pogues with the Broad Majestic Shannon.
Is it wrong to want to live on your own? No, it's not wrong, but honest, no. How can someone so young sing words of sad?
Sheila take a bow. Boot the grime of this world in the crotch, dear, and don't go home tonight. Come out and find the one that you love and who loves you. It's wrong not to always be glad. No, it's not wrong, but understand. How can someone so young sing words so sad? Sheila, take a bow. Boot the grime of this world in the crotch, dear. And don't go home tonight. Come out and find the one that you love and who loves you. That you love and love you. Take my hand and off we stride. Oh, la 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 la. You're a girl and I'm a boy.
saw you was down at the Greeks. There was whiskey and sunburn and tears in her cheeks. You sang me a song that was pure as the breeze and a road leading up Glenavine. I sat for a while at the Crescent Finnan where young lovers would meet when the flowers were in bloom. Heard the men coming from the fire at Chiron, their hearts in Tipperary, wherever they go. Take my hand and dry your tears, babe. Take my hand, forget your fears, babe. There's no pain, there's no more sorrow. They've all gone, gone in. Gap in the wharf and a rusty tin can and an old hurdy bow. When the cards been dealt and the rosary called and a fiddle playing chandelier. And the next time I see you, we'll down at the Greeks. There'll be whiskey and Sunday and tears in our cheeks. For stupid to laugh and it's useless to bow. But a rusty tin can and an old hurdy bow.
Little dead air space. I'm talking to Virgil. I kind of lose all sense of reason when I'm talking to that unreasonable guy. But anyway, I had to blame it on something. Madonna's up next with Vogue. After that, Michael Jackson, then Blondie.
We'll be right back. magazine, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Anthony's Twins with a cheer for the boys. Up now we have Stevie Wonder with Part-Time Lover, then the Police with Driven to Tears. After that, Grateful Dead with El Paso.
Part-time lover. out in the West Texas town of El Paso. I fell in love with a Mexican girl. High time would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Black in the night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was strong for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger, my challenge is right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment, stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I picked a good one, he looked like he could run. Up on his back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso, out through the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. But it's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than the pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see 500 cowboys. To my left ride a dozen no more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I got to make it Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. It's getting harder to stay in the saddle. I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I'd rather I fall. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. See the white bubble smoke from the rifle. I feel a bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found her, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Riddled by tears.